Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Sioux Falls natives The Spill Canvas announced via video that lead singer Nick Thomas is going to be working on a solo album. No word if the band is actually breaking up or not, but it doesn't sound like that on the video. On the video, Nick said there will be a Kickstarter page set up next week funding the project, and that is something that they actually did with their last album. Video is on the front page of Hot1047.com. Hunter Hayes says that his type of woman is, quote, whoever can get along with me. As geeky and as high energy as I am, it's going to take someone pretty patient. And Scotty McCreery says that he loves that Keith Urban is a judge on American Idol, but he doesn't think that Keith's fellow judge, Nicki Minaj, gets country. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to Hot1047.com.
You don't think Nicki Minaj gets country?
I guess not.
I don't know about that.
Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, 9:35. It's going to be 29 today. Right now, 18. What do you got, Mel?
A baby. Your baby.
Probably smart of you to clarify that.
He's sleeping. I can't believe how big he is already.
Yeah, he was really little at first.
But yeah.
He's not so little anymore. The thing is, he was that long right away. He was just that skinny when he was born.
He's just sleeping away.
Yeah. Probably good.
Mm-hmm. We have all the kiddos here.
Yeah.
Broccoli's giving me a really angry look.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah. He's he's got my keys.
Oh.
That's what he was doing. He was trying to steal my keys without me seeing.
Well, you know what they say, toddlers can sense evil.
Really? I like that he's carrying around a stud finder.
Yeah, that's like his favorite
toy.
Thank
you, sweetie.
Is the stud finder.
Yeah.
He walks around with it like it's a telephone.
I'm going to take him to the clubs with me. We're going to go find some studs.
Well, whenever he puts it on me, it does beep every single time.
Lame.
I'm just saying it does.
He's
making little noise. Yeah.
He's saying hi to everybody.
And of course, when we go quiet, he makes no noise whatsoever.
That's when he stops. So you forgot your cell phone. So
yeah, that's why they brought it.
Brought
my cell phone down.
And we got all the kiddos now.
And they're running around. And yeah, so this is great radio.
It is.
Really.
If people were here, they'd be excited.
Yeah. Guys.
Careful.
Daddy, careful.
Okay. So,
is that his favorite toy then? Is a stud finder?
The stud finder, yeah. He walks around with it all the time.
Weird.
I went to go put him in his high chair for dinner last night, and he had to go put it away first. He gave me a dirty look and actually said, uh-uh.
Oh.
Like, the only words he says yet are, uh-oh, and apparently, uh-uh. Yeah.
Hey, those are fun.
Yeah. So.
He doesn't say no yet,
though,
right?
He does say pa.
Oh.
That means puppy.
Oh. But not daddy or mommy?
He'll say mama. He does not really ever say dada.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
He didn't look that happy about that. No. His hair is as long as yours.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting there. It's long. Yeah.
I can't believe how big they're getting.
I can't believe how old I'm getting.
It makes you old.
I have 3 kids.
Yeah, you do.
Like a year and a half ago, I had 1. Now I have 3.
Might as well get it all done.
Yeah. Might as well, I guess.
Broccoli's stealing my keys again.
Yeah.
Who got my keys?
Anyway. So, we've got Heroes of the Day coming up here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a zombie combine.
Yeah.
I Google imaged it. Because remember, you Google image something, your odds are pretty good. You're going to find it.
Right.
I did not actually find a special one. But the ones I did find, we were right talking to Paul, though. All the ones that were posted on zombie websites were all the weed head.
Oh, so it was
combine.
The weed ones.
So the weed head would be the proper zombie combine.
All right. Now we know.
Now we know.
That's good to know. If
you're a farmer and you don't farm wheat, you know, just in case, you might want to buy a wheat head.
Yeah.
Just in case
the
zombie apocalypse
comes.
You'll
be very popular during the zombie
apocalypse.
You would
be. It would be a zombie tank.
Yes, it would.
Who needs a giant cannon when you've got a combine rolling through
It just
the countryside?
Makes sense.
It does.
It does.
I mean, if you're going to have the combine anyway.
I know.
Might as well get the wheat head.
That's what I'm saying.
And take care of him that way.
This anyway. Is definitely your son because he just farted on me.
Okay. Heroes of the day are up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Ugh, my kids wear me out even when they're here for 5 minutes. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Well, surfing porn sites at work is always a tricky business, but probably never more so than when you're a university professor checking out a porn website inside a classroom on a computer that's hooked up to a working projector.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Dear Devil professor in the Netherlands figured that finding the perfect flick for later was worth the risk and proceeded to visit the X-rated video site on the same computer that he used to lecture a class full of students on advanced food chemistry. Apparently he forgot to disconnect the computer from the overhead projector. And though the classroom was empty at the time, students viewing the lecture online were able to learn more about the professor's porn taste than they likely expected. A screen grab of the extracurricular activity was brought to the attention of the university officials, and the professor was asked to leave. His after-school activities notwithstanding, students spoke well of the professor, saying to a local tabloid that he was an excellent teacher. So,
yeah. But that's kind of hard to overlook.
Probably wasn't thinking. I mean, really, at work? At work?
That hard up?
Really?
Last week, 21-year-old Jesus Mata Jr. of La Feria, Texas, got his $1,000 tax refund. And he did what any red-blooded American man would do. He cashed the check and immediately blew the entire grand at a strip club.
Are you kidding me?
There's just one problem with that, though. Jesus is married, so he didn't blow his personal refund at the strip club. That refund also belonged to his wife. So, Jesus came up with an excuse. He called the police and told them that he'd been robbed at gunpoint by 6 men. Police searched the area, followed leads, tried to hunt down the robbers, and naturally didn't turn anything up. They talked to Jesus again, noticed some inconsistencies in his story, and he admitted everything. He was arrested for filing a false report. No word on his wife's reaction.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah, that wouldn't end well, would it?
No.
No.
Not well at all.
No, I wouldn't want to go home.
It'd be bad.
Yeah.
He's better off staying in jail.
Probably. Better off. Time for us to scoot. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.